I want to switch gears now and talk about small businesses, because a full one-third of small business owners say inflation is now their biggest challenge. That's according to a new report from the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. And joining us now to dive a little deeper into that is Neil Bradley, Executive VP and Chief Policy Officer at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. Neil, good to see you again. Thanks for being here. So talk to us about how small business owners are compensating for such high inflation that are causing all of these challenges for their companies.
Well, great to be with you again. This is the number one issue facing small businesses. Interestingly, you mentioned one-third say it's now the top issue. That's more than twice what it was a year ago and 10 points higher than it was in Q4. Businesses are responding in some ways that you would expect them to. Two-thirds have told us that they've raised prices over the past year as a result of these inflationary pressures, but they're also having to deal with this in other ways. About 41% say they've decreased their staff, their headcount. When you think about wage inflation, that's perhaps intuitive, but they're having to do more with fewer people these days. And about 39% of small businesses report that they're taking out a loan to deal with these higher prices, possibly a result of the timing differential between their input and supply chain costs and their ability to pass that along to consumers.
And Neil, I'm wondering, are there certain sectors that are more impacted than others, seeing more pressure?
As you would expect, retail is at the top of the list, but I think our big takeaway from this Q1 survey that we did in conjunction with MetLife is that it's every sector all across the United States. So even the services sector, which is experiencing the lowest inflationary pressure at the moment, is reporting record levels of concern amongst those in services. So when we think about the sectors, there are some that were hit earlier, retail perhaps hit first, manufacturing in part because of the supply chain and energy cost increases, but it's getting all the way down to the service sector. That's when you know that these inflationary pressures are broad-based, and if we're not careful, they might be here to stay.
So Neil, in addition to inflation, there are lots of different forces sort of pushing down on businesses, particularly small businesses right now. One of them is higher interest rates. You know, the Fed is saying, Jay Powell on Capitol Hill saying interest rates are still going to move higher despite what we're seeing play out in Ukraine. What are their feelings on higher interest rates? And any indication that those supply chains are starting to loosen up?
Well, let's start with interest rates. 70% express concern about rising interest rates. You know, this is where we see one of the bigger differences between small and large businesses. Large businesses have been planning for higher interest rates and kind of factoring that in to their capital requirements and how they might meet their operational needs. For small businesses, it's still the case today that a lot of entrepreneurs, small business owners, use the credit card all of us have in our pocket to fund their capital needs, their borrowing needs with respect to their business. That makes them extremely sensitive to changes in interest rates. Those who aren't using credit cards are often using home equity lines of credit on their businesses. Again, interest rate sensitive. So when you think about the way small businesses operate, it's perhaps not surprising that 70% are concerned about this increase in rates. You know, on supply chains, they are beginning to ease, but understand that small businesses may be the last to see relief from the unclogging of the supply chains, just because of the nature of how the contracts and the supply chain moves work. But it currently rates second after inflation in terms of our survey of the top concerns of small businesses.
You know, Neil, the rate of failure among small businesses is quite significant, 20% in the first year, about half of them within 5 years, according to the Labor Department. How confident are businesses that you've surveyed and spoken to that they can survive the current economic conditions and now exacerbated with this conflict?
So this is the good news. If we've talked about inflationary pressures and supply chains as some of the headwinds that small businesses are facing, they are still incredibly optimistic, both about the current state of affairs and most importantly, about the future. They continue to report strong revenue growth. They're not concerned about the revenue and the customer demand. I think that's what we see overall in the economy, that consumers are doing well, and consumers are doing well, including at shopping and servicing at small businesses. So the failure rates that you cite, those are pretty typical. Those aren't new to the current environment. But what is new to the current environment is the record number of new small business starts. We hit record levels both in 2020 and 2021, according to the Census Bureau. And I think that's a real sign of the dynamism that continues to exist in the U.S. economy. We will weather, small businesses on Main Street will weather these inflationary and supply chain headwinds. And when we get to the other side of them, I think there are pretty bright days ahead.
Neil, finally, what are some of the tailwinds, or some of the things that we have that have small business owners optimistic when they look to the future?
Consumer demand, plain and simple. So the American consumer hasn't stopped shopping. They haven't stopped having services. They are, in many cases, returning to travel, to vacations. That certainly helps a lot of small businesses. I think the other thing that is a real tailwind is technological innovation. You know, 2 years ago, if we said we're going to move all remote and small business restaurants on Main Street are going to move to dine out orders and filling those, and sidewalk mixed beverages that they're selling, we said, no way, that's going to take years. And instead, small businesses did it in a matter of days. Those on e-commerce have figured out ways to use the platforms, frankly, platforms provided by much larger businesses in this kind of great ecosystem that's a U.S. economy, to reach customers that they've never reached before. And so those type of things, that innovation, that entrepreneurial spirit, is a real wind at the back of America's small businesses.
All right, we're going to leave it there. Neil Bradley of the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, thanks for being with us. Karina?